You're listening to SBS News.
Medical professionals in India are in the midst of a health crisis, with a deadly fungal infection affecting thousands of coronavirus patients. The usually rare infection typically affects the nose, sinus, and lungs, and kills about half of all people who become ill. It's being described as an epidemic within an epidemic, and doctors suspect the sudden increase in infections could further complicate India's fight against the pandemic. Dr. Priya Sampath Kumar is an infectious disease consultant at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. She's told the BBC while steroids are a crucial part of treatment for some people with COVID-19, unnecessary use can make patients more susceptible to black fungus.
Steroid use, suppressing the immune system, is one of the key things that promote these fungal infections. Steroids also cause blood sugars to rise, and diabetes is very, very common in India. And when these patients are given steroids, their sugars go up even further. So these two things together make the situation ripe for the black fungus infection. And then COVID itself causes a lot of tissue inflammation, which probably also predisposes people to get this infection.
India has recorded more than 26 million COVID-19 cases overall, with almost half of those occurring in the past 2 months. But experts say new infections, which had been rising steeply, may finally be slowing, with daily case numbers remaining below 300,000 for a week. It comes as a study from Public Health England shows that two doses of the Pfizer or AstraZeneca vaccines offers high levels of protection against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant of coronavirus. The research shows the Pfizer vaccine is 88% effective against the Indian variant after two doses. That compares with 93% effectiveness against the variant first identified in the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, the AstraZeneca jab is 60% effective after both doses against the Indian variant, compared with 66% against the UK variant. Around 72% of the UK's adult population have had their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and about 42% have had their second. While British authorities had expressed concern in recent weeks that increasing cases of the Indian variant could jeopardise England's planned reopening, Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the country remains on track to lift all remaining restrictions by late June.
Whilst the effectiveness of the vaccine after you've had one jab is a little bit less against this new variant that we found in India, the effectiveness, once you've had two jabs, is essentially the same. And that is good news because it means that we can be confident that our national strategy for dealing with this pandemic is on track and is the right one.
France is also hoping to lift all major local restrictions by June. Its daily COVID-19 death toll has fallen to a more than 7-month low of 70, while the 7-day moving average of daily new cases has dropped below 13,000 for the first time since late last year. But with more than 2,880 cases of the Indian variant recorded in England, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian says the government hasn't ruled out introducing tougher restrictions for British travellers to protect its progress.
L'arrivée du variant indien et multiplication des cas.
The arrival of the Indian variant and the increase of cases of Indian variant in the UK pose a problem. And so we're vigilant about this and in contact with the British authorities. It won't be the red treatment if we have to do it. It will be an intermediate treatment. But it is not excluded. This springs to mind because of British tourists that we have health measures that are a bit stronger.
Across the Mediterranean, Israel's announced it'll remove local coronavirus restrictions at the start of June following its successful vaccine rollout. Around 92% of Israelis aged 50 and older have been vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19, and just 12 new cases have been recorded in the country, down from a daily peak of more than 10,000 in January. The coronavirus situation in the United States is also turning a positive corner, with daily case numbers dropping below 30,000 for the first time in 11 months. Around 1.8 million people are getting a shot every day, with almost 2 in 5 people in the US now fully vaccinated. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.